Welcome to the Onyx Dynasty podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are doing Kansas City snap reactions. So get ready, buckle up. What the hell is wrong with Patrick Mahomes? I have a theory. So their offense this year is basically taking a step back in terms of essentially everything. That shouldn't be terribly shocking, but I do think it's worth noting that there are some specifics here. So their offense in terms of PFF grade ranks 15th. And I'm just using the grades for this just because there's a couple of things I want to point out that can't necessarily get to with like yards per play, that stuff. So 15th in terms of just pure offensive grade, 22nd in terms of passing grade. Okay, fine. Fifth in terms of pass block grade, which is one of the better of Mahomes' career. So it's not really a production problem in terms of offensive line or anything like that. Here's where I think the rub is. There's a couple of them. So 19th in terms of receiving grade, which that has been a top eight number every other year in Mahomes' career. So we'll get to a little bit more in a second. That's the first thing I think that's an indicator. 24th in terms of rush grade, I don't really care. Second in terms of run blocking grade, Darrell Williams is probably underperformed what expectation should have been. Really good offensive line in terms of run blocking and pass blocking. That's not the problem. Mahomes. So here's where some of the drop-off comes from. Just in terms of rank in the NFL amongst qualifiers the past 4 years, PFF grade, 2018, second, 6th, 4th, 23rd. Big drop off there. Yards per attempt, going back to 2018 through present. 2nd, 4th, 5th, 24th. I will also note yards per attempt, his actual yards per attempt statistic. 8.8 yards per attempt in 2018, 8.3 in 2019, 8.1 in 2020, 7 this year. So he had eroded some before this year. I just think it's worth, again, it's a really high number still at the beginning. I do think it's worth noting that it hasn't all been like sort of upward. It has been a little bit of backward. So that's I think one thing to sort of note in terms of where he came from to get to this point. It wasn't 8.8, it was 8.1, which didn't seem like a huge difference until you look at the how big his drop was, and you realize half of it, almost half of it, was had already taken place off of his career high. 3.1 in terms of big time throw rate, 29th position, 15th highest in terms of turnover worthy plays this year. Again, when you look at the turnover worthy plays, they're getting picked off more, but it's right in line with where he's ever been. 3.0, 3.2, 2.5, 3.2. He's not really turning the ball over or being significantly more risky. It is just poor variance. So I think that's one thing to sort of dispel. What I would say is I do think that you have a lack of the big-time performance. I don't think the floor has caved in terms of his riskiness and all that stuff. I know that people are saying like, oh, look, he's, you know, and I think he might not still, I don't know. He did yesterday, coming into yesterday, lead the league in turnovers in terms of interceptions. I don't care. That's not where he's different. That's luck this year, honestly. At least the way that I look at it, he has not performed any different than he's been at any other point in his career. Basically, he's been a top, you know, in terms of the PFF, yards per attempt, big time throw rate, it's basically been a top six guy at all of those stats at any point in the last three years before this year. So it's in the number of turnover he plays, it's not really any different. So they're just converting and sort of going against him a little bit more. I'm not super worried about that. Here's one thing I think is interesting. 77.6 adjusted completion percentage this year. On his career, 77.4. So again, not a huge difference there in terms of some of that stuff. Clean pocket. So here's where I think some of the stuff comes in. 9.4 in 2018, 8.6 in 2019, 8.6 in 2020, 7.1 this year. He's basically consistently been between 65% and 70% of his throws through a clean pocket. So he's right in terms of being right about the median of his career this year. Nothing really notable there. 76.7 PFF grade. That is actually the worst of his career from a clean pocket. 2.6% big time throw rate. That's the worst of his career in terms of from a clean pocket. So what's going on here? Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think there's a player-specific reason, and I think that there's a scheme-specific reason, ultimately. So, really, when you look at it, he's performing better than he has basically since 2018 in terms of short passes that's behind the line of scrimmage. Behind the line of scrimmage throw. Short passes behind the line of scrimmage are a little bit different. So, behind the line of scrimmage, that's the line of scrimmage backwards, so anything, you know, with basically negative a dot. 19.6% of his throws, that's a career high. 6.4 yards per attempt on those, so he's actually been one of the better performances of his career. In 2018 he was 7.1, the other 2 years he was in the low five, so that's actually not horrible in terms of his production there. The short stuff, he's thrown a little bit less in the short game, but if you sort of add in short stuff and behind the line of scrimmage, they both basically get to about 60% each year, give or take a couple percentage points. Not anything sort of out of line there. Last year, for example, they were at 59.6% of the throws were either basically 10 yards or less, including behind the line of scrimmage. This year it is 59.9. So again, right there, nothing super concerning there in terms of any of that stuff. Here's the rub. Medium throws. So those are 10 to 19 yards down the line from the line of scrimmage. 19.1% of his throws, again, which is a little bit low. It's on the lower side of his career. It's the lowest of his career, but his highest was 22.1% then in 2019, and that was last year. In 2019, it was 20.5%. In 2018, it was 19.2%. So this 19.1% isn't a terrible outlier. It's pretty close. Here's the rub. 7.8 yards per attempt on those throws. 72 PFF grade. That is by far the worst of his career. And that is the statistical plummet when you look at these stats about where he's throwing the ball. Last year, 11.7 yards per attempt. 2019, 10.3 yards per attempt. 2018, 11.1 yards per attempt. So this year is basically 3.1 yards per attempt fall off from last year in the stat. That is an enormous fall off. Again, that's career high to career low, but even when you look at the other ones, it's more than 2.5 yards. It's a big, big difference there. So I think, you know, what's going on here in terms of that? Well, if you just had given him, so he's at 7 yards per attempt this year. If you gave him last year the same percentages that he had last year and just inputted his production on his throws, right? So if you just gave him, for example, his 7.8 yards per attempt this year on his 22.1% of his throws being in the medium range last year, he'd be at 7.3 yards per attempt. So he's at 7.9 yards per attempt last year. So the difference in basically where he's throwing the ball contributes to basically a third of his decline off of last year. That's essentially the easiest way to say that. So some of this is like schematic where he's throwing it. You know, he's throwing it short a little bit more. He's throwing, you know, not, he's throwing, you know, a little bit. He's not with the same, I guess, level of, you know, depth with some of these throws in terms of he's throwing a little bit more medium. He's throwing a little bit less medium, a little bit more behind line of scrimmage, that sort of stuff. So that accumulates for basically a third of the decline of the yards per attempt. But what's the other stuff? Well, it's primarily, like, when you look at, I think one of the big things is that teams have not, so he, throughout his career, he's been a blitz killer. Patrick Mahomes has been a blitz killer in terms of yards per attempt. So in 2018, he was at 9.1 yards per attempt. He was at 8.8 in 2019, 8.7 last year, 8.4 this year. So again, it's come down a little bit, but he's still a blitz killer. percentage of throws against blitzes, percentage of dropbacks that he was blitzed on, 23.7% in 2018. 19.3% in 2019. So down basically 4 percentage points. And then 2020, he's basically back up to 21.2%. So in between those. So in that, you know, you figure about 1 in 5, a little bit more than that is about where he's getting blitzed. This year, 13.4%. It just caves in terms of what defenses are doing to him. Defenses are just not blitzing him at the same rate that they used to be. So it is a big, big reduction there in terms of that stat. That would be, I think, the one thing when you look at it. Again, every year he's outperformed in terms of dropbacks where he's been blitzed. He's been better than where he hasn't been blitzed. So he's been killing people with the blitz. Defenses have learned from that and said, we're not going to do that, logically. And as a result, you see a reduction in the blitz rate. However, what is interesting is not only do you see a reduction in the blitz rate, you see a reduction in the performance against non-blitzing teams. So 76.3% of his dropbacks were non-blitzes in 2018. It goes up over 80, about 79% in 2020. And now this year it's 86.6%. His yards per attempt over that time, 8.6 just against non-blitzes, 8.6 in 2018, 8.1 in 2019, 7.7 in terms of 2020, 6.8 in this year. It has fallen out. Again, it was already declining, but this year it has completely fallen through the floor. I have a theory on why that is, and I think it's Travis Kelce's declining. So when you look at Travis Kelce and you look at some of his stats, and I think that this is true with any quarterback, especially a quarterback where you go in and you buy, you know, you get him in the draft and then you pay him, and all of a sudden, like, now he's this hasn't fully gotten to be the case with Mahomes yet, where he's taken up a huge chunk of the salary cap. But this is something that we do see, which is that as quarterbacks go from first contract to second contract, they tend to get lesser supporting cast because they take up more money. That's why quarterbacks on rookie deals are such an advantage, because you can less pay them less. And so Sammy Watkins, again, Sammy Watkins doesn't need to be the player, but think Brandon Cook's level. Like, that's not your second wide receiver in this situation just because you can't afford it, right? You don't get that, right? You don't get that situation. So you have to draft well. And what have they done, right? They took Mecole Hardman over DK Metcalf. They took Clyde Edwards-Helaire over Jonathan Taylor. If they had done either one of those things, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. There wouldn't be anything near this. But what are they now? They're captain weapons. Mecole Hardman's not any good. They've got Tyreek Hill, and they've got what I would consider an aging Kelce. I'll get there in a sec, but that's kind of what the problem is. So Kelce, when you look at some of the intermediate stuff, again, this is where the big part of where Mahomes has gotten crushed this year is the intermediate range, right? That 10 to 19 yards down the line of scrimmage. Throughout his career, it's basically been about 30 or so percent. It's been between 26 and 37% of his targets have been in that range. So pretty consistently, he had a big uptick here in 2019. It was like 37%, but otherwise it's been 25.9 to basically 29.5, sort of in that range. So you sort of get the idea. I think a couple of things are notable. Again, I don't want to draw enormous conclusions from the sample size, but I think a couple of things are notable. Mahomes has never shied away from targeting Kelce in contested catches in that range. So if you just go back to look, for example, 2019, round numbers here, this is easy. 48 targets, 12 of them were contested throws. In 2018, it was 36 targets in that range. 8 of those were contested throws. It's a quarter of the targets. It's a quarter of the targets in 2019. It's a little bit less than a quarter of the targets in 2018. So you sort of get the idea, right? Where you say, okay, he's willing to sort of sling it in there, and that's just the nature of the throws or how they run their offense or whatever. Like, some of these are going to be contested throws. Mahomes is going to understand that and sort of throw them there. This year, one on 22 targets. That's a big drop. The other thing I would look at in terms of these, the PFF grade way down, 96.3 in 2018, 98 in 2019, 99.9 last year, 89 this year. So these do see a drop. In terms of targets to receiving yards, 36 targets, 423 in 2018. It's 11.75 yards per target. When you look at 2019, it goes down slightly to 10.25. In 2020, it goes actually back up. So again, 41 targets, 568. That's 13.9 yards per target. So that's really good. This year, 6.7 yards per target. It has cratered off of what Kelce was doing in that range. When you look at other situations for other guys, it has dipped a tad bit for Tyreek Hill off of what I would consider like a high in 2018, but it's come down to right around 10 yards per target there for Hill. It has cratered for Kelce. What might attribute to that? Well, let's look at Kelce's production here in terms of yards per route run. Again, this is a variable stat from year to year. It's a little bit different. It's kind of all over the place, but I'll say this. Hill's arguably has come down a little bit. And that's maybe a little bit of Hill. Maybe that's a little bit of Mahomes. But it's not clear. It's not in any way that's like, oh, look, like these guys just can't get open versus man coverage anymore. It has come down a little bit in man coverage for Hill as well. But it's up and down in terms of zone coverage as well. And when you look, it's not even necessarily down in the same years as Kelce's down or anything like that. So there is variety there in terms of how those go. There's a little bit of an indication here that they're struggling versus man coverage generally. Hill, by way of reference, is down basically 0.8 yards per route run since 2019 against man coverage. It has cut in half for Kelce. So he's way down in terms of against man coverage, which gives me concern about his ability to separate and some of where he is at. So when you look at him, just overall, 25.9% of his routes were against man coverage in 2018. He's had about 2.25 yards per route run. He's actually way up in terms of against man coverage in 2019. That was basically 44%. He had 2.6 yards per route run that year. 2020 comes back down to earth a little bit more in terms of yards, man coverage, about 30%. It's 2.4 yards per route run. So again, that same range, right? 2.2, 2.4, 2.6, sort of in that range. Again, pretty healthy numbers. This year, 28% of his routes were against man coverage, and it is 1.29 yards per route run, cratering off a cliff. The same thing is not true for zone coverage. Again, it is lower, but it does not go to the same level. 2.5 yards per route run in 2018, 2.16 in 2019, 2.78 last year, down to 1.74 this year. So again, it is a drop, not quite the same. It's a little bit more variable in this one as compared to last year, or as compared to man coverage. But when you sort of look at it, it gives me some concern, especially the against man numbers. That, and when you sort of piece it all together, that either Kelce doesn't trust, that Mahomes doesn't trust Kelce, or that Kelsey's eroding. We just haven't necessarily seen it yet because the volume of the offense, it's just necessary for Kelce to see a high target rate, and because there's not a whole lot of other competing factors there to influence it. Again, even like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, they thought they were getting the best of Darren Sproles when they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They didn't expect to be getting like Sony Michel Light. And so with all of that, like, you have a failure to surround basically two weapons with anyone else. And, you know, we've seen other guys perform late into their careers at tight end. However, what we haven't really seen them is not be surrounded by talent, right? Witten and Gonzalez and Gates, for that matter, like all of these guys, like, they weren't the lead dogs on their team, right? Again, Witten ends up becoming, you know, maybe a two or a three. You know, maybe you could argue that's kind of where Kelce is now. You know, they bring in other weapons as well to go along with him. You know, Gates had help. Gonzalez had help in Atlanta. You know, Gronkowski at this point, and he retires and he comes back, right? At this point, he is, you know, there's, and this is maybe not a fair comparison because they have an embarrassment of riches, but he is not the number one or number two option there. He's basically an ancillary role player who, because of his nature as a really good tight end at a position that's not particularly high upside in terms of very many guys making a difference, he still makes a difference even though he's a lesser player than he was. All of the things that are going on now with Kansas City, I think they're reaping what they sowed. If they had properly slotted, right, if DK Metcalf was there or anyone else from that 20 or that Mecole Hardman class, which was 2019, I think, if anyone else could have sort of been there, and I think AJ Brown went before they were on the clock, but you sort of get the idea of that class, taking a hit on someone there, or heck, even hit on a guy like Jonathan Taylor, or, you know, if Mecole Hardman wasn't basically an albatross, they would be in a situation where they wouldn't necessarily feel an erosion of Kelce quite as much. But you got to remember something, that Kelce and Gronk are the same age, and Gronk has retired once. Okay, so we love Kelce, and Kelce's still performing at a high-end level at the position. Don't get me wrong, he's still a good player, but he's getting to the point where some of the physical limitations, it appears, are showing up statistically. And as a result, you're getting he can't beat man coverage the same rate he could. He just can't. He's just not doing it. You know, he's seeing a reduction in terms of his zone rate, yards per route run. And as a result, you get a lagging offense. And I think that is what's going on, right? And you sort of look, it's in his range of the position too, where it's hurting, right? You see sort of that intermediate range where he sort of does his work, and there's a big drop off in terms of yards per attempt, and there's a corresponding drop off in yards per route run with Kelce. So I think that's a lot of what's going on. I just don't think that they don't have a lot of answers, right? And it's like, it's kind of like a basketball team where you got basically two guys and a whole bunch of rebounders. And when one guy goes, like when one guy just goes on extended shooting slump, you just don't, like, it's tough for the other guy to sort of carry you along. And then you sort of get all these problems. I don't think that this is a Mahomes problem. And I think that the more and more people want to make, like, oh, he's turning the ball over at a rapid rate because his other guys, like, he can't get open. Like, that's bullshit. That's just not true. Like, and if you just look at the numbers, like, again, maybe it's the fact that we have access to better data than other people do. And that's why I think PFF is a really important partnership for Analytics Dynasty, because we can look at these numbers and have a better idea. And you can reject some of it if you want. Well, they grade these numbers out, and it can say, like, hey, and we know the turnovers can be fluky, and with it, like, we understand that, and, you know, that's kind of what's going on with Mahomes right now. He's on the upper range of his fluky, and honestly, he shouldn't have been probably as good as he's been the past couple of years. Like, he's paying for past sins, right? The same way that the Chiefs are in terms of their offense getting bogged down at times. Like, you know, he's not paying for it. It's not like the cosmos is coming back and saying, like, hey, like, now you have to have these turnovers, but it's fluke and luck. And, you know, these things, you know, it's the weighted number generator. And sometimes the order in which they come out, you can allow you to get any narrative you want. And this is sort of the case. And so ultimately, I think that's what's going on with Mahomes. I don't think he's broken. I think that he's seeing some reduction, and we're not catching it because Kelce's still a lead at the scoring fantasy points, but it's a hidden efficiency that he's being dragged down by. And the fantasy community is not catching it because they're just looking at and seeing Kelce, the fantasy producer. But when you look at Kelce, the target for Mahomes, it tells a totally different story. You know, so I guess the big takeaway from this is I'm buying Mahomes. I'm selling Kelce. I'm doing it probably quickly because I think that people aren't caught up to this. But if you give them an offseason, they'll catch it. And even though, like, I don't – this isn't the type of analysis that I put on a football guy's show, but people will probably ask me about it, right? Like, and I'll tell them the truth. And, like, I think that this will be something that people might catch up on. So that's my concern with it right now. I would sort of – if you can get – Kelce top three costs at a tight end position, I'd pivot. I think that's probably what I would do. So, all right. Well, that's the answer. Hopefully, and I hope I'm wrong. Like, I hope it's just I hope Kelce comes back and is a monster. But I think that this is the point that we've gotten to is that just they've got two guys and one of them is aging. You get in your 30s and Father Time's undefeated, with the exception of Tom Brady, who I'm sure he'll get at some point. But these things happen, and Kelce's still great. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer and all that stuff. And he's still really good, don't get me wrong. But it's tough when you're sort of structuring an offense through two guys, and both of them aren't elite at the position anymore. And I think that's kind of the point where we got with Kelce. All right, well, that'll pretty much do it for this episode. Again, if they add in, you know, if they get Odell Beckham Jr., and Odell Beckham Jr. is good, like, Odell Beckham Jr. would actually be a really interesting fit there for them. Because, like, he can do some stuff. And I actually think that he's a little bit better in terms of sort of that, you know, with Baker, it's a little bit more, you know, it within structure. And Mahomes can play out of structure enough that I think can actually play with a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., sort of specializes that in a little bit more. I think it'd be interesting. You know, we'll see. And I think he might defer to – who knows? But I think he might defer to Mahomes, and that might actually be an interesting fit. I don't know if they can make it fit salary cap-wise and all that stuff, but I think that would be an interesting – and that might cover up some of the problems. Honestly, you kind of need another guy and they just don't really have a good answer. So, all right. So that'll pretty much do it. Again, I've basically tried to end this thing three times now, but, that's pretty much my thought on the position. Again, I'm buying Mahomes and that's where we're at. All right. That'll do it for this Kansas City Snap Reactions. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.